Doug Beattie is still leader of the Ulster Unionist Party this morning. His leadership was under severe strain yesterday after a series of tweets emerged, which he agreed in a number of interviews were misogynistic and racist. He repeatedly denied being either himself. The tweets dated from 2012. He also tweeted what he admitted was an offensive tweet about the former DUP leader Edwin Poots's wife last Saturday night. They are understood to have begun legal proceedings against him. All of this meant that his party colleagues had a decision to make, to stick with him or to oust him in advance of May's Assembly election. They backed him. Speaking to the Press Association news agency last night, Mr. Beattie said the matter was not over for him.
Conversations need to continue. We have a learning account that we need to get from this. There's a learning account I need to get from this. I need to look back and challenge myself from the past. So this doesn't just end with people saying we support you to stay as a party leader. This is a continual project that I'm going to have to work on continuously now to deal with this issue.
Well, let's hear what some of Doug Beattie's constituents in Upper Ban thought of what he had tweeted.
You see, dragging things like that there up 10 years ago, he wasn't in the job he's in now. He's probably a changed man now. You know, I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. And, you know,
everybody has a past.
Nobody's perfect. You know, and hindsight and all's a wonderful thing. You know, it's the same with Bars and all these parties and all the rest. You know, give the man a break, because they've all had a past and they all can change.
Well, I don't think it was really appropriate what he said. Like, you know, you just want to wipe them things out completely, like, you know, and that's not on what he said, like, especially from a top politician. Like, oh, he come across as a nice fella, like, even when he got the job there, like, you know, he was a leader, and I began to like him, like, you know what I mean. I thought he was truthful to his word, and then all of a sudden this year come out, and then I think there's other ones coming out too. There's other tweets, like, you know, and it's going to harm him. Like, it's definitely going to harm him when the election comes round. Like.
Well, we are joined now by commentator Alex Kane, a former director of communications with the Ulster Unionist Party. Alex, good morning. You're welcome. The party has stuck with them. Had they much choice?
Morning, Audrey. No, I don't think they had much choice. It had been a very uncomfortable series of interviews yesterday for Doug Beattie across a number of radio stations, explaining as tweet after tweet in cold graphic detail was read out without context. It was tough listening. But the very fact, I think, that as one MLA put it to me, the fact that he threw himself to the wolves yesterday, that he took those hits, that he took that uncomfortable experience, it meant it was almost impossible for them to turn around and then throw him out, you know, get rid of him as leader a few hours later. But their difficulty is just that backing him for now, but they have no idea. They cannot know for certain, and I suspect neither can Beattie himself. They don't know. Someone has taken, we know who it is, but someone has got hundreds of tweets going back 10 years of things that Doug Beattie has said, many of them grossly offensive by any standards. And if this is going to be a drip, 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 it's going to be difficult, because Doug himself says, you know, that he's on a learning process. You do not know, a former director of communication, the last thing you need is your leader being on the learning process just as the election is beginning. And that's the problem. They do not know. The party press office don't know. His colleagues don't know. His candidates don't know what's coming next. And I'm not sure if something worse comes out, something regarded as worse comes out, then I at this point, while they've saved him for now, it cannot yet be taken for certain that he will still be leader in a matter of, say, a month's time.
Well, the election is the crucial thing. A three-month election campaign awaits him. I mean, how much damage can be done to both him personally and the party in that time?
Well, I think huge damage. And I think your listeners probably need to know the context of this, Audrey. For the first time, I've worked, some of them won't know, I worked for the Ulster Unionist Party all the way through that period. For the first time in 20 years since the 2003 Assembly election, the Ulster Unionist Party was preparing to go into an election with its tail up. It had a popular leader. It was making inroads into the Alliance Party vote. It was making some inroads across unionism. It was particularly strong in attracting younger liberal candidates, younger liberal members, and so on. The difficulty is that just as that campaign is beginning, people who knew Doug just from his time as leader, who just knew him when he was an MLA, who knew nothing about these former tweets. They had one particular impression and perception of their leader. They were proud of their leader. They thought, this is a guy we can get behind. Suddenly, these people are going to be asked by their friends, by their neighbours, if they're candidates or campaigners, they're going to be asked on the doorstep. You know, why would we back a man who says this and this? And I think the crucial thing for the party is this. There are now two perceptions of Doug Beattie. There's the perception from 10 years ago, which is the past, and a number of people in that Vox Pop made the point. And there's the post-leadership Doug Beattie, who sounds consensual, liberal, opening the doors, reasonably soft in things like abortion, women's rights, gay rights. For the electorate, for his own party, but also for all those voters, he needed to win over to get the party's vote up and make it so that he could say credibly, this party is back in business. Those people, when they're thinking about voting for the Ulster Unionist Party, they're now wondering, which version of Doug Beattie am I likely to get? And that is going to be a huge challenge for him in the next 3 months. It's also going to be a huge challenge for people who wanted to vote for the party, but who may think, well, I'm just not sure I'm just not sure how much I can trust that man. And that is an awful way for a party to go into an election.
And yeah, most of the tweets were from at least 10 years ago, but there was that one at the weekend as well, which he has apologised for. Who will benefit from this? DUP Alliance, Alex?
Well, I think the Alliance is the middle ground party in Northern Ireland over the past 4 or 5 years, particularly, but not exclusively, after Brexit. It began to take votes from the Ulster Unionist Party because it was seen as liberal. It was seen as listening to arguments that concerned liberal unionists. So there had been a drift from the Ulster Unionist Party to Alliance. Doug Beattie, of course, had hoped that there were some evidence that those voters were considering coming back to the Ulster Unionist Party. Problem is, they may not now. They may just stick to what, if you like, you know, the authentic liberalism, as they would say, to the Alliance Party, rather than maybe the bogus liberalism. So they may go. And on the other side of the fence, with that section of the DUP, not huge, but significant, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8%, who are more liberal on the issue of the protocol, who think, you know, we don't need to crash the assembly, we don't need to break everything down. Doug was saying, you know, there's a home for you here too, you know, we're willing to consider this, we're willing to keep the assembly going, we're willing to look at maybe a more constructive way of doing business. He's lost those two elements, and he's also lost those younger voters, you know, who this will be their first assembly vote, who were attracted to him because he did sound liberal, because he did sound like he was presenting some form of neo-unionism, some new type of unionism they could back. They too will be said, and it's fine, Audrey, you know, we say it was 10 years ago, and, you know, it's the old thing, a former UUP leader, David Trimble, the line, just because you've a past doesn't mean you can't have a future. The problem is, a lot of people have come into politics in Northern Ireland with the past was known about as they came into politics. The problem with Doug is his big issue, the big issue for the party, is that this is a past that most people didn't know about, and that's why it has come as such a shock.
Alex, thank you very much. Alex Kane, commentator, joining us from Belfast.